Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means. Tonight is Dynamite, and we have a little more than we did yesterday, but still only one match announced. We'll tell you about that as we get going here today. Last night was NXT. And a very newsworthy show. A lot of angles, a lot of changes, and apparently some call-ups. So I'm going to tell you about everything that went down at NXT. It was the follow-up to the Battleground show, and actually sort of like a preview for the TNA Impact show this Thursday, as everything is going back and forth between NXT and TNA. Got an update on Jim Ross. Good news there. We got new information on this Janelle Grant lawsuit. A big change has occurred, and we're going to tell you about that today, what it may or may not mean. And then all the rest of the news as well. We've got SmackDown numbers, Bill Goldberg in his retirement match. We got a new sponsorship SmackDown coming. That should be very exciting. We'll tell you about that, as well as a former WWE talent now taking indie bookings, the NXT television report, and plenty more. If you'd like to send text messages today, should have time for some, I think. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And hey, cameos are $10. I got time the next couple of days. So if you want a $10 cameo, message for you, your good friends, your hated enemies, Father's Day's coming, check it out on Cameo, F4W Online. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And it is Wednesday, and I am planning to do an After Dark at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Although I was alerted just moments ago that the scheduled guest time didn't work for him, so he's not on the show today. So I'm gonna do it anyway. Flying solo, brother. I was gonna have you on, Tom, because you went to that clown hotel, right? You went on that we could talk about that for an hour easy.
I did go to the clown motel.
Yeah, don't talk about it now. We're gonna get you on the show one of these days when you're available. How's your body, by the way?
It's in one piece.
I know that,
which but may like, not be
is
good.
It a straight piece or is it like bent?
Still bent a little.
Still a bent a little or a lot? Has there been any improvement with three trips to the chiropractor so far?
I mean, I did get checked out by the medical staff this weekend.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, and they seem to think it's a hip and pelvis issue, so I can at least focus on, you know.
When you go back to get
not my
cracked.
Back, my knee, my yeah, hip, well, not all of everything. It.
When do you go back to get cracked again?
I go back for more treatment Friday.
Friday, man. Guy must be busy or something.
One of the top specialty doctors in Nevada.
You ever heard of my witch doctor?
Yeah.
I think we need to talk next time you come up here. Any chance you're coming up for that show in Kent?
No.
No.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
There's like a Dynamite and a Collision in Kent.
Oh, really?
At the Showwear Center. And like, no. It's like in 2 weeks. You guys know that? 2 weeks from now.
No.
Maybe you'd want to.
It wasn't.
All right. Well, anyway, if you're coming up, I'll set you up with this guy.
I'm going to need, I may need a new hip. I may need a new back. I may need.
You can't get a new back.
I'm like NXT. I just need a full reset.
I think you just need to be adjusted back into place. That's what I think. Well, listen, we got good medical news about Jim Ross. Conrad Thompson said yesterday afternoon that everything went well with Jim Ross's surgery. Said he had just heard that JR's surgery went well. They hope to have successfully removed all of the cancer this morning. Please keep him in your thoughts and prayers as he begins recovery. And he tweeted, Jim Ross tweeted before that he was ready to take out this cancer. And hopefully the recovery goes well. He wants to be there for All In, which is about 6 weeks away now. So all the best to JR in this battle. Hopefully everything continues to improve.
Yes. Big fan. Longtime fan of JR. I was lucky enough to be a guest on the JR podcast one time, Brian.
Yeah, I think I was too, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of times. Has he ever called one of your matches? Think.
No, actually, I do not believe he has. Tony Schiavone has when he was working for MLW back in the day. I've had Lillian Garcia announce me when she was the PFL ring announcer. John Coachman, I believe, was also working in the PFL when I was there. So I've had some of the old school people that I watched on TV do some commentary. But no, JR has escaped me thus far. I doubt I'll get the chance, honestly, at this point, because he's brought in for special occasions, does, you know, some of the main event matches, it seems like. And it's always good to see him out there. Legend of the past that can still do some work today.
Hackman here says, I just watched you in Action Dean 2. I actually think Hackman and Dean probably spent many years together on Death Valley Driver. Is that right, Hackman? You go way back too, right? But how did that go? How did Dean 2 go?
I was in the corner for one Josh Woods, who I was set to face actually at this very event. Josh Woods is kind of like my successor in some ways. He went to the same college I did.
Younger, more handsome, more mobile.
I was going to get to that. Stronger, dresses better, according to some people. But yeah, he was kind of like, in a way, my successor in college. He came 5 years after I did. He did some MMA fights. He's actually, I'm friends with him, but he's really good friends with Seth Petruzzelli. As am I. So, you know, Josh and I have been friendly, although I was ready to prove who the better man really is at Dean 2, but I was happy to be in his corner as he defeated JD Drake, who was returning also from an injury. I believe he's been out for like 6 months.
Actually, let me think about this. I think he had a match since the injury, but this would have been one of the first. Might have been the first.
Yeah. And then afterwards, after Josh used my expert cornering advice to defeat JD Drake via pinfall, we extended our hands in sportsmanship to the workhorsemen who blew us off. They took off.
Terrible.
So, caught our ire.
Well, on serious...
You should check out everybody. Everybody should check out this Cibernetico that took place. You can watch it on the ROH YouTube channel, the Action Wrestling YouTube channel, Dean 2. I don't know if I could remember all the people that were in it. Hologram, Neon, Dr. Cerebro, Blue Panther. I mean, it was just like guy after guy. Averno, my favorite luchador, Averno was in there. And this match was spectacular. Outside, 9 p.m. at night in the sweltering heat in Phoenix, Arizona. Looks like a Street Fighter video game background that everybody's fighting in front of. Just a great night of wrestling. Check it out if you can. Dean Tilda Bang 2.
Yes. Attorneys for Janelle Grant have dismissed all claims against John Laurinaitis in her ongoing lawsuit alleging sexual abuse involving WWE and Vince McMahon. Court filing submitted Wednesday to the U.S. District Court of Connecticut. Grant voluntarily dismissed the case with prejudice as it relates to Laurinaitis. That means she cannot refile the claims against him. The dismissal applies only to Laurinaitis. Grant is continuing her legal action against WWE and Vince. Plaintiff Janelle Grant hereby stipulates with defendant John Laurinaitis, the above entitled action is voluntarily dismissed with prejudice against defendant John Laurinaitis. For the sake of clarity, plaintiff is not dismissing any claims against any defendant other than Mr. Laurinaitis. Each party shall bear its own costs. Grant's lawyers say that Laurinaitis has agreed to provide evidence for Grant's lawsuit against McMahon and WWE.
Does he have a stool sample?
Brandon Thurston would later clarify the statement comes from both Grant and Laurinaitis. So he has turned.
And, what a ridiculous story.
Yep, he's turned.
Didn't he flip-flop when this case first started? Like, he put out a statement and said he was going to, like, be on the Grant side, and then he went back. Didn't something like that happen already?
I think... What the heck happened? He totally changed his story. Like, I think at first he said it didn't happen, and then later he said, well, it all happened, but I was forced. So I was like, okay. It was something to that nature where he totally changed his story. So for those keeping track, John Laurinaitis, whatever the story originally was, he completely changed his story, and now he's turned on Vince McMahon and WWE to save himself, which is basically what has happened here. And they're still waiting to determine whether it will be sent to private arbitration. And I guess maybe Laurinaitis' lawyer's thinking, this ain't going to arbitration. Let's get out while the getting's good. So there you go. We haven't heard anything from the McMahon and WWE side, but I'm sure that we will imminently. So that's the story.
Can't wait to see what he has to say.
I think we all knew something like this was going to happen at some point. So there you go. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So there is an update. McMahon's attorney, Jessica Rosenberg, stated today to PostWrestling.com, "Today's dismissal of John Laurinaitis as a defendant does not alter the facts of this case in any way. Vince McMahon never mistreated Janelle Grant. No matter how many press releases her team issues, the truth remains unchanged. As Mr. Laurinaitis' lawyer previously said, Mr. Laurinaitis corroborates Mr. McMahon in publicly declaring that Ms. Grant's allegations of sexual abuse and coercion in her complaint are completely unfounded." So that was his original statement, which then later he said, they happened, but I was, it was against my will. That's what he said. So, yes, now they're going back to his original statement here. Yep. It was Laurinaitis appeared to be aligned with the defendants. But in February 2024, days after Grant's lawsuit was filed, his attorney told Vice News that Laurinaitis was also a victim of McMahon. Then in May 24, he supported McMahon, saying he corroborated Grant's claim. So it was the other way around. So the original claim was that he was a victim in all of this. And then several months later, he claimed, none of it happened. They're all unfounded, and we will fight the allegations together. So now he's flipped again. So anyway, yeah.
What's Mrs. Baba think about this?
I don't know, man, but we got other legal news. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
What can
BJ Penn?
Yeah, BJ Penn has been
served. Whoa, look at that.
Because it was legal news. It's the only other legal news today. BJ Penn has been served with a temporary restraining order approved by a judge in Hawaii after his mother filed for protection from her son following two separate arrests involving the UFC legend. This from MMA... What is this from? I think MMA Fighting. On Tuesday, Penn's mother filed the restraining order against Penn, citing, quote, extreme psychological abuse after he claimed that she was actually an imposter who killed his family and took over his mother's identity. The judge approved the temporary restraining order, which was served to Penn on Tuesday. It remains in place for at least 180 days. He is not allowed within 100 feet of his mother, and he is not allowed within 100 yards of anywhere his mother resides or works. I don't know anything about restraining orders, but it seems to me like it should be further. But anyway, that's what they argued there.
Well, I believe it's until the next court date. It seems as if he's suffering, and I am no doctor, but from what's known as Capgras delusion syndrome, spelled Capgras, a psychiatric disorder in which a person holds a delusion that a friend, spouse, parent, other close family member, sometimes a pet, has been replaced by an identical imposter. He's accused his mother, Lorraine Shin, I believe is her name, of being an imposter. His brother, Reagan Penn, who, if you read the complaint, came to her aid multiple times. BJ Penn apparently glued her locks shut, stole her mail, moved all of her stuff out of her room. Just insane, insane stuff. And hopefully they can help him.
You know, going back to this Janelle Grant thing, I just thought of something here. I could be wrong. I'm not an attorney or anything like that. But so she has voluntarily removed him from the lawsuit. And on top of that, basically, He cannot be, where is it here? Let's see. She cannot refile the claims against him. Okay. So he has been voluntarily dismissed from the case, and she cannot refile the claims against him. All right. So that's a pretty big deal, obviously. Okay. It was she had filed against Vince, Laurinaitis, and WWE. Okay. So not only has he been dismissed, but he has been dismissed and they have agreed she cannot refile the claims against him. All right? So that suggests to me that he must have something. You know what I'm saying? Because why would you agree to not only dismiss him, but agree, I will not refile against you? You can't just say that on his word. You can't just, can John Lawrence just go, hey, you know what? If you let me out of this deal and like promise not to refile, let me tell you, I got some good stuff for you. You don't just do that, right? I mean, he must.
I would think not.
He must have something good in order for him. I mean, good, you know, regarding her case, probably not good for Vince would be my guess. But he must really have something. If they are willing to dismiss him from the case and agree that they will not refile against him. So I don't think this thing is, I don't know, man. I think we'll see what happens. But I kind of think that this entire thing is going to go this same way, where Vince is going to attempt to settle this thing. And I guess we'll see. You know, they're still waiting for the judge to make his ruling, but I don't think this is going to court. And I don't even think this is going to get very far into discovery, for being honest. I think that the likeliest scenario is that she ends up with a lot of money and all of this is sealed. So we'll see. We shall see. I know she stated like she wants it to go to court and everything like that, but like, I think that's what you say, you know? When you're doing a lawsuit, like, you don't say, well, you know, I'm willing to settle or whatever. Or, you know, you put everything possible in the lawsuit and you state this is going to court. And I think that's what's going on here. But she will, I think, probably get a lot of money out of this. And then it will not quietly go away, but I think that will be the end of it. So we'll see. We shall see. All right, some other notes here. We can do a new sponsorship, SmackDown. What a segue that was. Seagram's has entered a multi-year partnership with WWE, and they're like a sponsor now. Seagram's, of all things.
Seagram's gin.
Well, there's a.
I believe they make ginger ale too, right? But...
they've got descriptions of the three flavors.
Oh,
okay.
Let me find this.
I don't want to. Well, we'll just get into it. They've got Pineapple Powerhouse, which is a triple. Oh, this show is the weirdest show I've ever done. A triple threat flavor combo of sweet pineapple, fiery cherry, and a lime finisher. And then we've got Slammin' Blueberry, a combo of juicy blueberry and tart lemon flavors that's always up for another round. And Rumble Punch, a blend of watermelon, strawberry, guava, and lemon flavors that never backs down. I hate these ads. This Seagram's never backs down, Tom. It will never back down. When you try to drink it, it ain't going to back down.
I'll tell you what.
And the other one, when you try to drink it, it's always going to be ready for another round. Yes.
I'm backing down from Seagram's right now. Seagram's spiked 10% alcohol. I'm good.
10%?
Hard pass.
10% yeah. Alcohol? That's, what do you mean you're a hard pass?
I just said, I don't want to drink that garbage.
You just like the ones with like 3% alcohol so you can drink 60 of them?
No, I'm an IPA guy.
Mm.
You know, the stone cold IPA.
Yeah, sure. SmackDown on Friday, 1.383 million viewers. It finished with a 0.33 in the 18 to 49 demo. Which is the lowest the show has done in the demo since November 15th when they went head-to-head with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Well, apparently, old Jesse didn't know the difference between Jake Paul and Logan Paul, among his many errors on Saturday night. It went against an NBA conference, Western Conference final, 1.83 in 18-49. A lot of competition here. And tonight on Observer Radio, I mean, Dave's going to talk about the Raw rating. And, I mean, listen, I'm going to leave it up to him because that's his jam. But, I mean, I don't know. I like all of these streaming numbers and everything. I don't buy them. Like the Raw number this past or last week, I mean, he did his math and he came out to like well below a million viewers. And I mean, it does not make any sense to me that Raw is doing well under a million viewers, especially when you look at like this past weekend when, you know, they ran Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all in the same building. You know, Saturday and Monday completely sold out, or Sunday or Monday and Saturday completely sold out. Sunday with NXT still did like 8,000 fans. I mean, they're doing enormous business everywhere. I mean, they can't. I mean, these tickets are preposterous. People are buying them in waves, but somehow they're doing like 870,000 viewers on Netflix for Raw on Monday. It does not make sense. So
I am one of the people that has actually started viewing Raw since it moved to Netflix.
Yeah.
So there's a plus one because I wasn't watching it before. I'll tell you that much.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So according to the chat, and I haven't seen this, Brandon Thurston has done estimates for the Raw rating, and he's concluding it's doing roughly what it was doing last year. That makes sense to me, because, I mean, you're watching on Netflix now. I realize this is just like, you know, the old audience of one or whatever, but like you started watching it because it's on Netflix. And, you know, Dom said, what did you say, Dom? You got friends that are now watching it on Netflix?
Yeah, I had people know that I like wrestling and I work on the wrestling show. So people were like, hey, Dom, Netflix, I've been watching Raw. What do you think? So a lot of people are watching it now that I know.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the business, you know, this company is doing, I mean, how are they doing, like, how are they dropping below a million for Monday Night Raw and still doing this business that they're doing? It doesn't make any sense. If they were doing relatively what they were doing last year, that I can buy. That makes sense. You know, it's just like all of the arguments about what Max is doing. Like, I know the numbers were out there, the 500,000 or whatever, and I'm sure there's a way to, like, get that, but that to me sounds like too much. You know, I think that it's probably like we estimated, you know, between 150 and 250. But there's certainly a lot of people watching on Max now. And I know there's a lot of people watching on Netflix. So, anyway.
I mean, if on WrestleNomics, he has a full breakdown of all of this. So if you're really into this, you can go read. But, I mean, according to Brandon Thurston, he has official data from Netflix on the global views and how.
Well, Dave
calculated.
Says he does as well. That's what he's allegedly he's using. So,
who's better at math?
Okay, so he's got some stuff on Blue Sky. They pointed me to. Okay, according to my estimate, Brandon Thurston says Raw on Netflix in the U.S. is averaging close to the same viewership as it had on USA Network a year ago, perhaps slightly down so far in quarter two to date. Netflix explained to us on the record in February how the global Raw viewership data that appears in the Tudum chart is calculated, and explain why there are differences from week to week when checking the math between global views and hours viewed. All of the public data for Raw from Netflix's weekly charts and the full methodology is available for free. Okay, so I'll read this after the show here, because he did provide a link. That's on Brandon Thurston's Blue Sky. So, I'll read that, and I'll bring it up to Dave tonight, because it just seems weird. All right, did you see NXT?
I did.
Very newsworthy show. So the story of the show is that it appears Ricky Saints, Stephanie Vaquer, and Jordan Grace are all likely imminently heading up to the main roster. Stephanie and Ricky both lost their titles, and the key, and listen, I don't know this 100%. It may not be this week. It may not be next week. But here's what I can tell you. Ricky Saints, Stephanie, and Jordan. I was told all three of them, I don't know how much, but I was told all three of them had larger than your normal NXT contract. The NXT contracts are usually not very lucrative. But I was told all three of them had a bigger than normal NXT contract. And people that have deals like that don't end up in developmental all that long. So that combined with the fact that a month ago I was told decent chance there's going to be a draft this past weekend when they're running those four shows in Tampa, because it's close enough to Orlando. The feeling was there was probably going to be a draft this past weekend. It didn't happen, but you can see that they wrote out a lot of people this same weekend. So I'm pretty sure those three are going up. Probably Stephanie to Raw. Ricky Saints and Jordan, I don't know. But that is what I think is happening. So it was Ricky Saints, Ethan Page for the North American title. And Ethan ended up dropping him neck first on a chair, beat him up. Ricky made a comeback. Ethan snapped the top rope on his neck, twist of fate, pinned him. So Ethan Page is the North American champion. And I think Ricky Saints is probably on his way up, would be my guess.
Yeah, this is a weird match. A lot of brawling on the outside. Had to, like, Ava came out. Your girl Ava came out. I don't even know what she did.
I'll tell you what she did, because it's classic Ava, okay? You can't tell me it's not written like this, that she's incompetent. So she comes out and she goes, you know, they're brawling outside and it's wild and all these guys are coming out to try and break them up. And she starts screaming at the ref. She goes, there's got to be a decisive winner. And so, like, the announcers are like, what does that mean? Like, they literally asked on air, what does that mean? Does that mean no DQ?
Yeah.
And they're, like, trying to figure out what that means. And finally, they decide, I guess she's just giving the ref more leeway. Like, God, can you just, like, make it clear, Ava, in storyline, like, what's going on here? Even the announcers are clueless. They don't have any idea.
Well, yeah, because they're like, she wants the ref to get things under control at first. And then it's like, no. No, because they just continued on the outside. With no rules.
No. We had JC and Fallon having an argument, which, as we learn later, it's been a swerve all month.
They're
actually all on the same page.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
The old swerve.
Briggs and Inamura have a meeting, and Inamura says, I went to Japan, but I came back for you. And Briggs
said, swerve.
He goes, man, that's awesome. Like, let's win those tag teams together, the tag team titles. Inamura said, yes, but even bigger. And Briggs isn't sure what he's talking about. Inamura leaves. I think they might get married. That'd be a twist.
What?
Have you watched the storyline? Like, Briggs is in love with a guy, and the guy went to Japan, and he was, like, heartbroken. And then the guy came back for him, and he says, we're on to things even bigger than the tag titles.
If they get married so that Inamura can
It'd be incredible to get citizenship.
Citizenship.
Yes!
Tag.
Why are we not bookers? God. That sounds awesome.
That was your idea.
Santana and Tavion Heights. Hey, listen. Santana has never... I mean, he had one quick interview, but, like, he's never been on NXT before. But these fans saw him as a big deal. And they were totally into him. They were chanting for him. Great heat. He ends up beating Tavion Heights. They hug each other afterwards because they respect each other. But Charlie Dempsey is disgusted. Andre Chase tells Kale and Uriah to calm down and take less risks. They interpret this as they need more risks. They ask Ava for a match. She signs him versus Dark State next week. But she says, it's a six-man. And Andre Chase is aghast, and the crowd laughed. That was good. We had a segment that I liked because Luca and Tony are having a meeting. We all thought that Luca was going to show up and screw Tony. He showed up. He didn't screw Tony, but Tony did lose as a result. And the story is that Luca is claiming, man, I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to put anyone in danger. That's why I didn't reach out. Tony isn't buying any of this. I smell a rat. And so he doesn't trust Luca. So they're holding this one off.
Well done.
Yeah. Trick came out as TNA champion and cut a victory promo. He's interrupted by Santana, who also cut a great promo. And, you know, I figured this was the direction they were going. What I did not figure is that Ava was going to sign this title match for next week.
Yeah, it seems a bit early.
You don't say.
You know, it seems a bit early, big dog.
Yeah.
Trick Williams was awesome.
Trick was great. I mean, you know, it's funny, like, when they announced it for next week, my first thought was, this is way too early. I thought it was going to be like he'd beat him on a TNA pay-per-view down the road. But then when I really thought about it, I was like, what is Trick doing here? Like, maybe he actually is losing the title next week, and he's also going to the main roster. Or they'll do some screwy finish to lead to some stipulation match on TNA. But it does seem quick.
I think you've got to do Trick wins by hook or by crook in this first match. And then Santana's got to win it on whatever big pay-per-view TNA has.
I think that's the best bet.
Not on NXT.
But or they could even do that match on like a main roster PLE and have him win. Could do that too. We had Jada Parker and Tatum Paxley, which everything with Jada Parker, I've determined, is done just to irritate me. Like, she's out there working heel. She's the most over woman on the roster almost, except for, like, Stephanie.
The crowd's chanting her name.
They're chanting her name. They're cheering her like crazy. They're
beating the crap out of poor Tatum Paxley.
Yep, it's just, it's so stupid. And then, after the match is over, after she wins, because she beat up Tatum's dolls.
Excuse me, yeah, you're going to gloss over this finish. She tossed a doll into the ring. Tatum Paxley was so distraught that it allowed Jada Parker to hit her finish and get the pin while the doll was under the rope.
Yeah.
May I add.
Yeah, shouldn't have been legal. But anyway, it was a stupid finish. Girls playing with dolls. It's just dumb. And so, and by the way, if anyone gets mad at me for referring to her as a girl, she's playing with dolls. So anyway, it ends. And then Thea Hale, who everybody loves, she comes out to make the save. And she goes after Jada and gets booed! So I think it might be time to turn Jada babyface. Like, we're fighting against ourselves, which is like a life lesson. Don't fight against yourself. Like, what are we doing here? Jasper Troy beat Dante Chen quickly. They called Dante a gatekeeper, even though he's won two matches in his entire NXT TV career. And he beat him. We had a
gate.
Yeah, we had a segment with Charlie, Tavion, and Miles, which basically led to Miles challenging Charlie to a match. If Miles wins, Charlie needs to let him go out of the NQCC, which apparently has ironclad contracts.
Well, he brought him in, so he gets to decide if he leaves or not.
We had a...
That doesn't sound right.
No. We had a segment with Ethan Page, which led to Javon Evans, Laredo Kid, and Phoenix coming out. At Worlds Collide, it is a four-way for the North American title. Ethan, Javon, Phoenix, and Laredo. So there you go. You know, as much as I love Javon, golly, I hope Ethan retains. This is not, like, we've waited all this time, and you're just going to have him win the title in a random four-way set up a week before the show. Don't do that. Make it meaningful.
Yeah, Ethan's got to win that match and be gloating about it afterwards.
Then we had a great segment. So Ava's just made this four-way. And Robert Stone and Stevie Turner meet with her and they just go, Ava, listen. Sean Legacy won a triple threat match last week. He earned a shot at the North American title. And you just gave a title shot to just three randos? And Ava goes...
Laredo Kid?
Ava goes, well, I mean, they've never been on NXT! And Ava goes, yeah, well, you know, I wanted people from all the different promotions to get a shot. But she goes, I didn't forget about Sean. You know what? He can have the winner of the four-way. And there's a pause, and Stevie goes, that's perfect. And there's another pause, and Ava goes, I know. God help me. God help me. And then we had Tatum crying about her stupid dolls. And then Stephanie and JC Jane for the women's title. And as noted, you know, they had a big whatever that group is, Fatal Influence. They're Fatal Influence. They're fighting with each other. They're having all these problems. And ends up with Stephanie putting JC in an armbar in the ropes. Jasmine took the ref. Fallon spun around the pose with a 619, hit Stephanie, JC hit her with a right hand, JC Jane pinned Stephanie, and like it was shocking and everything, but like of all the matches in the history of WWE, this was the match where the ring announcer had to be so shocked, he had to be nudged to make the announcement. They didn't even do that with The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, but he's aghast, and he must announce that the new North American women's, or the new women's champion, not even North American, the new women's champion is JC Jane. And Stephanie cried tears, I'm sure, of joy to be going up to the main roster and making a lot of money. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom. Tonight on Dynamite, we have Josh Alexander versus Brody King in an AEW International Title Qualifier. And then we have appearances from Mercedes and Tony.
I believe that's Tony Storm.
Golly, Mercedes and Tony face-to-face, and we'll hear from Hangman Page. So two interview segments and a match. That's what we have for Dynamite tonight.
No one is there to address their enemies?
I guess we're waiting to see who's available.
Every week.
You know, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, I plan on doing After Dark. Ironically, I'm going to see who's available. But you know who I know is available is me. So, yeah, we're going to give it a shot. If there's no, if there's a replay of After Dark, I just quit. That's what happened. But I'm going to plan on doing it here today. 2 Pacific 5.
Hey, hold on. Wasn't there a new Bigfoot sighting or something in Michigan?
Every week. I mean,
no, there was just a credible one in Michigan.
I'll check. I did hear about that, but, you know, credible is like, I don't know what that means anymore. But we'll talk about some stuff on the show today. All right, fine, I'll talk about the Bigfoot sighting. Jiminy Christmas, everyone's talking about in the chat. All right, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline USA. You guys better help me out. You hear me? You guys better help me out today. All right. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.